Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. Brought to you, as always, by the law firm Condori and Murad.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? Condori and Murad can help you with estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting KMLawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's KMLawyers.com.
So I'm posting on social. Go check out at Grant H. Paulson, Twitter and IG, for a video of this spread. Unprecedented in the history of the show. And maybe in the history of the station.
This is kind of incredible. It's incredible.
We set everything up in the studio so that no one could get to it that we didn't give permission to, basically. But we ran out of studio space almost entirely. But we got to thank John McCarter, who's one of the stars over at GAR, who's got a menu item named after himself, for setting everything up today. The food, the amazing things that they sent over here, just amazing. I know you go to Stupid Good Barbecue like I do. They build holiday barbecue packs, smoked meats, sides, bread for the whole family. Don't forget dessert, available for pickup Thanksgiving Day between 11 a.m., 4 p.m. So if you want to eat something delicious tomorrow, consider this.
This is utterly fantastic. Every sauce they make is here. They got one from every region. So we're just in Kansas City, had the Kansas City sauce. They got that here. They got their own version of sauces. Everything is so utterly fantastic. Thank you to them.
Before we start our annual Thanksgiving food draft, I believe our order has been determined already because Sean, who is one of our assistants, an intern, if you will, helped us to establish the order. So, Darius, I guess I'll defer to you as the executive senior lieutenant commander producer of this here radio program. So we've got our draft order. The only other ground rules I think that need to be established are, as we said yesterday, everybody gets a roll, everybody gets gravy.
Correct.
Everybody gets any kind of condiments that they would want with their meal. But otherwise, if you don't draft it, you cannot eat it on Thanksgiving, correct?
That would be correct. If it's not on your plate, it's not on your plate.
And that includes desserts, by the way. You're either going to use one of your selections, you're cool with this, Danny, on a dessert, or you're not getting dessert.
Right.
Because it's a snake draft, we're going six rounds, so hopefully we can get through everything here this hour on Grant and Danny. But there's going to be six items chosen for all five teams. 30 items will come off the board. Hopefully everybody did enough research and scouted enough players at the combine. Anybody have any other questions before we get this thing going?
Looking around.
We're all good?
I think everybody's good.
All right.
We're all good. Toby's here with us as well.
Toby, are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm disappointed to miss out on the good food, but ready to rock.
On the Rex Ryan from the comfort of his own home, Toby Altizer. All right, without further ado then, I believe we are ready for the 2025 Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Food Draft to commence. Pick number one, Toby Altizer is on the clock.
With the first overall pick, I'm going to go with a very versatile player. It kind of ties everything together, goes with a little bit of everything. Give me mashed potatoes.
This stings. This stings very badly. Now, I will tell you, Danny, I was fighting hard behind the scenes. I think Schefter had a report about this. I was trying to get up to number three overall, thinking one of the big three sides will still be there. But my real goal was mashed potatoes. Had I have traded all the way up to three and then it went 1-1, and I don't think there's
heartbreak.
Any problem.
Yeah, there's no way.
1-1.
Yeah.
But that would have ruined my entire draft philosophy.
This was a desperate move. Grant has been desperate. He's tipped his hand year after year. He likes one thing and one thing only, and that thing is mashed potatoes.
So mashed potatoes to Toby.
Tough for you, man.
I don't know. I mean, Vic Mayock, I'll go to you here. Is 1-1 a little rich, do you think, for mashed potatoes, or is that a spot that you can accept it?
I think that is a round two spot for mashed potatoes. I think you got to go with the protein here. I think you go with your standard basic turkey, fried turkey maybe. Mm. But, mashed potatoes, not a bad selection, but a little too high in the order for me.
I mean, Vic Mayock overvaluing turkey in a big way.
Position scarcity or something? I don't know, man.
That's tough. So pick
one. You've never had fried turkey?
I have. Yeah, I'll have it again tomorrow. It's perfectly fine.
It's very good.
It's also just a way to get a side in your mouth is the only real reason for turkey. All right, Danny, you have the second pick. You feeling okay with mashed potatoes gone?
I feel great. I had a whole thing concocted. I'm a little bit bummed. I was going to call you. I wouldn't let you call me. I was going to call you with a definitive trade offer. Fine. Hello.
Hey, Danny, it's your pal.
What's up, man?
How's it going?
Good.
I'd like the number two pick in the draft.
What are you going to give me?
I will give you my first round pick, pick five.
So that's a swap there, yeah.
And I will give you my next pick at the end of round four.
You give me the snake?
I'll give you the first of my two picks on the way back. So I'm not giving you five and six.
Oh.
But I'm giving you five, and then I'm going to give you the first pick of round four.
Okay. That's a note from me, and I thank you for making the phone call. But while I got you, I do have a trade offer for you.
Okay.
Okay. So I need your one. So we're swapping the ones, obviously.
Yes.
And I need your round two. And then I need you to pin the following tweet. Okay?
Five and six?
Yeah, so I need five and six. And then no other picks coming back my way, but you do have to pin the following as a tweet on the top of your profile to all your like 100, whatever, 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
I, Grant Harrison Paulson, do hereby attest to the following. Danny Ruye has never acted with any impropriety in our Thanksgiving food drafts. He is a visionary who deserves praise, not condemnation. Duck and chicken are reasonable things, so too is prime rib. Danny knows this, and I know it too. My hateful comments were born of jealousy. He is the champion of this event and is an innovator. You post that for 1 week as your pinned tweet, plus the picks. We'll trade right now.
No, that's way too much.
Okay, thanks.
Give me two.
Nope.
And your next round's pick.
No. So, pinned tweet. No. Plus.
I'm giving you five, six, and pinning that tweet.
Yeah, five, six, pinned tweet. And immediately revoke your unfair collusionary role, a rule rather, that you established yesterday. Five, nah. Six, pin tweet, revoke the rule.
Definitely not.
Okay. Then nope. There's no offer I'll accept then.
All right.
Can I make the pick?
You can make your pick.
Pick is in. This is a stuffing holiday, people. Everybody's wrong. I'm right. Stuffing. It's the best thing on the board. It should go 1-1 every year. We should have it all year round. But I got it this year. Stuffing to the plate, please.
The top two sides off the board, 1-2. Chalk so far, but everybody's feeling good.
Vic's going to hate it because it's not a protein.
Mashed potatoes and stuffing. What does Mel Kiper think about stuffing going 1-2?
Obviously, talk about stuffing, versatile player, can fit in any system, any scheme, any design, any coach's dream player. This is not a Shador Sanders or it's out of the beholder. This is stuffing. It's made from bread, different kinds of bread. Some people put oysters in there. Other people put in sausage. Doesn't matter. It goes inside the bird, gets the juice, gets the flavoring. It can have gravy on it. It can have a little cranberry sauce on it. Doesn't matter if there's a little bit of mashed potatoes that touches it. Stuffing is your mainstay. It's the best thing we got. Mashed potatoes, obviously, we're talking about a player who can come in and make a difference right away.
I
a lot of butter, a lot of gravy.
Kiper's going to cry about sliding into the fifth round today.
Probably to me, it's a green ring casserole. Okay, this is the number one thing I've ever seen in my life. One person likes it. We work for him. I never understand why he comes in here every week telling me about green bean casserole. It's delicious, according to him, but that's the number one for me, boom.
Green bean casserole. His dad coached him at Colorado for some reason.
That's right.
All right, pick number three belongs to Ryan Clary in what has been a chalky round one so far in the Grant and Danny Thanksgiving food draft.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Mr. Clary.
How are we doing?
Good. How are
a
you?
Tradition unlike any other, huh?
Yeah, you oh, and man. I back together.
We are back together.
Nothing like a Thanksgiving phone call from your pal. Here's what I got for you, bud. I want to move up to number three.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you pick five.
Okay.
And I will give you my next pick after pick six. So in other words, coming back to end round three. Just to move back two spots, I'm going to give you five, and I'm going to give you my final pick of round three.
Ooh. That's tough.
By the way, if we could go to the news desk here, it sounds like Vic Mayock thinks the value for you screams do this on the Jimmy Johnson draft chart.
Yeah, this is a great deal. I take that.
This is a great deal.
It's better than what he offered Danny.
Yeah, I got more somehow for you.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I was actually thinking the same thing. But, I mean, if we look at this value chart, the Jimmy Johnson value chart here, there's something right here that we think is the best player in this draft. So I feel as if I'm going to need a little bit more. Can you do more for me, Grant?
It's the best offer, best and final.
That's best and final. Well, I'm going to politely decline, and we are running to the board. We've got our quarterback.
By the way, this was on our guy's parlay yesterday.
That's right.
One of the legs was Clary turning down a round one trade and me making the most phone calls to trade up in round one. So far, our guy is hitting all the legs in his parlay.
That one's in green.
He's killing it on FanDuel. All right, here we go.
The third overall pick, macaroni and cheese, baby.
Son of a...
Come up to Team Clary. We feel as if that we just got the steal of the draft. Unbelievable to get macaroni and cheese number three overall. Respectfully, your team's blow, and I've got macaroni and cheese.
This is the problem with not picking in the top three.
There it is.
Here we are, three picks in. The three sides that everybody wants are already gone, and just like that, we've got to be perfect in every aspect of the game the rest of the way. You block a pass, you drop a pass, you run a mile. You miss a block, you run a mile. Darius, you got the fourth pick. How you feeling?
This is tough, man. I definitely am disappointed. You know, obviously those top three, you hope that one slides down some number four. It just didn't happen.
You weren't aggressively trying to trade up at all? You're just sitting pat?
I'm not a trader. I'm not one that wants to trade up. I like to stand pat. You know, we take what we're given.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Small market team. Small market team.
All right. There's no phone calls coming in, is there?
Doesn't seem that way.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the pick is in then. We were hoping we weren't going to have to take it round one. We were hoping maybe with our round two pick. But with our round one selection, deviled eggs, welcome to Team
Devis.
Darius. Deviled eggs.
Devis.
Deviled eggs was my sleeper pick at the back end of round one.
This is incredible.
Things you hate to see. This is really tough, guys. Suddenly, getting the fifth pick has just backfired in a big way.
Oh, man.
Was deviled eggs a little early on Kuiper's board?
Obviously, not a lot of consensus around a first-round talent for deviled eggs. It's the best appetizer. You're not sitting down putting deviled eggs on the same plate as your turkey, as your mashed potatoes, or your stuffing. But it's obviously, as you're waiting to eat the food, you're kicked out of the kitchen a couple different times by the matriarch. You head over to the table, grab a couple deviled eggs to satisfy you while you watch football. Boom.
Now, here's a question. In deviled eggs, you win, I lose. That's fine. Are you going deviled eggs during Thanksgiving, or is this a little appy early in the day? Like, is that on your plate with your turkey and your potato?
Yeah, 100%. Definitely on my plate.
So that's interesting. Mm. I've never had deviled eggs during the meal. Deviled eggs is something I'll be consuming probably somewhere between 7 and 11 of right around noon to 4 p.m.
That's
tomorrow.
That's your pre-meal.
Now, I'm not upset at you. I mean, I am upset at you. I'm upset at all.
Yeah, it sounds like you're upset.
I hate every single one of you very, very passionately. Because right, yeah. I'm now screwed. I'm in a bad way right now. I've got to start this thing without a side in round one. Unless the phone is ringing, I suppose we are ready to make a pick. With the final pick in round one in the fifth overall selection in the Grant and Danny 2025 Thanksgiving food draft, I will take a food that shouldn't be available. A food that is not a Thanksgiving food, but after yesterday's conversation and our votes on whether or not foods made it into the draft or not, I will be taking the best meat available, prime rib. I will be getting a Christmas food that is not a Thanksgiving food that Danny scratched and clawed to get on the board, but I will make sure Danny cannot consume any red meat and that he doesn't have any prime rib today.
What are you going to have on the side of that?
No prime rib for you, my friend.
What's on the side, buddy?
Here's what you need
mashed?
To know. Are you going to eat prime rib?
Do you want any mashed potatoes with that?
No. Yeah, I do.
Can't have it.
Well, thanks.
Can't have it.
You can't have any prime rib.
All good.
How do we feel about round one? Let's go back through the order here. Let's get Vic Mayock's quick takes on everything, Danny. Run us through the first round.
Mashed potatoes, number one for Toby, off the board via the Comrex. Danny, at number two, his number one player on the board. Stuffing, Ryan got mac and cheese. He would have taken that one 1-1. Darris went deviled eggs. A little bit rogue right there, but understanding that the guy at number five had the steamies for deviled eggs. So, Grant, of course, trying to counteract some of the previous mojo from previous years, went with prime rib as the first pick, or last pick, rather, of the first round. He is now on the clock again, the first pick of round number two.
With my second pick and the first pick in round two, no phone calls coming in here. A lot of GMs just sitting on their hands, huh? Nobody doing their jobs. A lot of Vinny Serratos hanging out. That's fine. I will.
Oh, my God. What? What?
A late phone call. Lest mine eyes deceive me. Hello?
Grant, yeah, how we doing?
My old nemesis.
How we doing?
Doing great. How are you, bud?
You love mac and cheese.
I do.
You're not that big of a roast beef. Come on. You don't want meat. You want the sides. It's Thanksgiving, right?
I do want the sides.
But you know what's the best side? You know what the best side is that everyone agrees on.
Mashed potatoes, obviously.
Macaroni and cheese.
Mac and cheese is very good as well.
You want mac and cheese?
I do.
I want the next three picks for macaroni and cheese.
The next
I want
three?
Round two, round three, and round four, and you get macaroni and cheese.
And I get to keep prime rib.
Ryan, what are you doing?
Potentially.
Wait, what is happening here?
Potentially.
All right, so you want...
Potentially.
You're giving him two ones?
You want... Say the trade again.
There's a new trade offer on the table now.
Wait, nope. He just talked himself out
recall,
of the deal?
Recall.
First of all, how's Danny's voice on our phone call? Stay out of
That's
this,
true.
Guy.
That's true. That doesn't concern me.
This. Clary, repeat your original offer so everyone can hear it again.
There's a new offer on the table, though, I will say.
Okay,
the
original, but I want to hear original, your original offer, please.
The original offer was I was going to give you macaroni and cheese for your next three picks.
Right.
But now, I think I want the roast beef.
Well, it's too late. I will accept your original offer.
I think we're going to have to continue. I think we're going to have to continue on and do what's best. My mind changed.
What does that mean, what's best? What does that even mean?
We live in a different world than 5 minutes ago.
I've got Jonah Hill in my corner, and he really likes some of these talent players coming up. We feel as if that we have to stay put.
Guy, you called me and made an offer to me. I'm accepting the offer.
Well, Jonah Hill just came. You ever seen Moneyball? Jonah Hill just came in the room and waved me off.
You keep talking about Jonah Hill. I'm not interested in that. I want the trade. That's what I want.
You want the trade, and I want Jonah Hill in my ear, and he's telling me these things right now that he likes a lot of the talent coming up soon. I think we're going to stay put. But I just wanted my friend to have macaroni and cheese. You didn't take the offer. That's a life lesson. You got to take that offer right away.
I literally
away.
Took
He's
the
trying
offer.
To.
What?
But you didn't take it right away.
Hang on. Let me call Danny real quick. And not even about the trade. I just want his analysis on what just happened.
Hello.
Danny.
Yeah.
The hell was that?
I don't know. I listened. I heard it all. And I think.
He literally said, here's the offer. I said, yes, I'll accept it. Then he goes, you're not taking the offer. That's fine. What just happened?
I think he realized how terrible the offer was for him, where he just gave up his one. You keep your one, and then he gets picks that haven't come up yet. 6,
right.
15, and
well,
like 17.
In fairness, that happens. He's going picks 2, 3, and 4
Yeah,
for the mac and cheese, which I'm accepting. I would like that to stand up. Can I have that, or is it too late now?
No. We took that offer.
No, I'm talking to Danny right now. You're off the phone.
I don't think
this isn't a three-way call.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to do it.
I'll call him back.
It's his mess up.
Yeah,
but I don't know how we have to vote on that if it's tough nuggets because you messed up.
Right.
I think you submitted.
I mean, he literally submitted an offer to the league.
He submitted to you, but he hadn't submitted to the league yet.
All right, yeah. Let me call Claire.
So if the paperwork's wrong.
Hello.
Clary, it sounds like everybody thinks that you should give me the offer that you originally offered and not go back on it.
Well, I just got back from Goodell. Goodell has no idea about this trade as of right now. I have not submitted it to the league. And again, I think this is just a valuable life lesson for you, GP. You got to accept.
For me, it's a life lesson. Yeah, don't ever answer the phone when Clary calls during the draft.
Well, it sounds like I'm in your head right now. See, it sounds like you got to make pick right now. I've got macaroni and cheese. What do you got?
It's the Grant and Danny annual Thanksgiving food draft.
Chaos.
One round is down. We kick off round two next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Food Draft live on The Fan. Beltway Blitz in 30 minutes at 4 o'clock. At that time, we're giving away a Paisano's gift card. Man, are we eating good. I mean, it is just comical. If you're on the 106.7 The Fan stream, we need to tilt these cameras just to show you the spread that Stupid Good Barbecue brought in. They're doing a smoked turkey day feast with all kinds of Thanksgiving food, smoked meat and turkey feast, Thanksgiving sides that you could go scoop, pick up from them. They've been delivering to people as well. When you cater with them, they've got the option to set up food at your place and make it look pretty. But the amount of things that we are consuming is bountiful today. I mean, tomorrow's supposed to be the day where we stuff ourselves to the point of being sick.
This is how you get ready for that.
We're going to double dip, it looks like. What an amazing job Great American Restaurants and Stupid Good Barbecue did. So thank you. I reached out to them about this event, and they kind of went from there, and we could not be more impressed.
Just second deck, bolt after bolt after bolt. Everything's incredible, obviously, and there is an astounding amount of food. So we will be eating well.
All right, Danny, we are on to round number two at this point. So this will be picks 6 through 10 of the 5-round Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Food Draft. So a quick recap for people just joining us, Danny, from round one, if you would.
Toby, mashed potatoes. Pick two, Danny, stuffing. Pick three, Ryan, mac and cheese. Spoiler alert, a bizarre trade offer, then rescind to follow. Darius, deviled eggs at pick four. Grant, prime rib at pick five. We are now on to the first pick of the second round. Pick six, Grant Harrison Paulson.
Yeah, I'd like to make a quick phone call, if you don't mind. I'd like to call Toby Altizer, actually.
Oh, man.
Toby, I'm not sure. Uh-oh. You haven't been doing anything for a while, so I don't know if you're, since you pick one, if you've fallen asleep waiting to come back on the snake. How are you?
Doing great, Grant. What's going on?
You haven't picked in a while, huh, bud?
Huh, bud?
It's been a little while.
Okay. I would like to give you pick number six right here for picks 10 and 11, if you're willing to do that.
Interesting. Interesting. I probably need another pick in return. Doesn't necessarily need to be your third, but I probably need another pick in return.
Okay. I'll give you pick 25 that ends the draft in round five.
I'm going to need earlier than that.
Real interesting. Don't think I can do that. 6 and 25, final and best.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, very good. I'd like to call Danny Ruye, please. I'd like to call Danny Ruye.
Yellow.
Hey, it's Trade Down Paulson. How's it going?
Hey, Trade Down Paulson. What's up, bro?
Yeah, trading down. Best philosophy. We all know that.
Yep, sure,
Grant
sure.
Peters would like to give you 6 for 9 and 12. That's 6 for 9 and 12, if you would be willing to do it.
I am interested in that, actually. I could do 6 for 9 and 12. I will need you to pin the tweet, though. Could I get 6? You can have 6.
Not happening.
If I can get 9, 12, and 1 week, starting from the moment you pin it, of the tweet that I laid out for you.
Nope.
Okay, then no.
All right.
Thanks so much for calling, though.
Very good.
Good to hear from you.
Great to hear from you as well.
Absolutely.
I suppose then one more phone call. Darius, I'm calling you. This is Dad. I'm calling you. Notice I'm not calling Ryan anymore. He's dead to me.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, making an offer and rescinding it after I accepted it. That's the biggest thing that you can't do. Darius, how are you?
This is Dad. How's it going?
Oh, Dad.
I'm doing very well. I'd like to move back one spot to pick number 7. I will give you pick number 6. And to do so, I would like the 14th pick in the draft.
Which is round 3?
That's right. Round 3.
Okay. So let's go over those details again.
Yeah, so you would move up one pick, and I get pick 14.
It's not bad. Not bad. Yeah, but you know what? Let's do it.
I robbed him blind! Let's go! How bad is that trade for him? That's a terrible trade. Let me call Danny to get his thoughts on this. Thank you. You've accepted. I appreciate that. Danny.
Hello.
How do you like that deal?
Why are you listening to him?
This is great.
You have to get something back.
Did I mishear the trade details?
No, you moved up a pick.
I did.
And you gave your third round pick up.
Oh, all right. Well, there we go. I botched.
You just gave it up one spot.
This is why you make calls, because you just never know.
Because somebody might panic.
I mean, what does Vic think about this? Vic Mayock, what do you think about the deal?
That might be the worst trade, I think, in the history of this draft.
That's incredible.
You have to make him pin a tweet or something. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get him.
Yep.
So let me just put 14. So now I've got 3 straight picks at the end of next round. Let's go. All right, Dad, you are on the clock, so this is the item that you wanted so badly.
You had to move up to get it, I guess.
Here we go.
Congratulations on that one, Grant. You pulled off the robbery of the century, and I will forever get clowned by it. I can't wait to hear the callers and when they call later and tell me how stupid I am. The pick is in. The stupid pick that I'm taking that I moved up for will be Ham. Ham, welcome to the team. I moved up for Ham, and I now look stupid. And
that's a terrible feeling.
So happy that everybody's going to call in and tell me how dumb I am later.
Man, that's tough. Dad moved up the board for Ham.
Ham.
Yep.
Ham was the pick for Dad. All right, very good. So Darius took Ham. Okay. I can respect your hustle there.
It's an ham there.
It's a protein.
Element of ham.
It is a protein.
Sure.
Very much a protein. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm now on the clock since we swapped. Is that correct?
That would be correct, as you robbed me blind.
Yes. I believe the pick is indeed in. I will be selecting Hasselbeck potatoes. This is Hasselbeck potatoes. These are crispy baked potatoes, sliced and crunchy, that are served generally with something delicious like a red meat. And since I have prime rib, I'm now adding a potato with my meat. I'll go with Hasselbeck Potatoes. Thank you, Darius, for doing business.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you. Ryan, you are up with pick number 8 overall, your second selection.
We're running to the board. Pick is in. We're going to go with turkey. What is Thanksgiving dinner without turkey? Got to me in the second round there. I'm thinking of fried turkey as well. That's going to be a dang good plate. Mac and cheese and turkey. I've got my eyes on something in round 3.
You've accidentally landed 2 really good items.
Great.
Not the turkey standalone is any good, but
a fried turkey's pretty good.
Pretty fine. Good. No doubt. Pick number 9 is Danny Ruye.
The pick is in. Pumpkin pie, please. Pumpkin pie.
Ooh, do we have a run here, Danny, on desserts, do you think?
I don't think the run is going to start right now, but we wanted to make sure that we got it in case that was something that Toby was interested in.
Toby has 2 picks back-to-back, 10 and 11, to end round 2. This is pick number 10, Tobes. Get it started.
All right, I'm going to go with a nice complimentary piece. Give me cornbread. We'll go nice with my mashed potatoes.
Now, remember, you do have roll already. You're adding cornbread to the plate, though.
Yes, I will have cornbread. That'll go well. I do need to find a way to get some proteins. So that may be something that goes on the board a little bit later. But I'm happy with cornbread and mashed potatoes.
As well you should be. You now have the first pick of round 3, pick number 11.
So there's a lot of places I could go here, but Danny started the run on desserts, and I don't want to get left without a dessert. Even though I'm not necessarily the biggest fan, I do like this dessert. Give me apple pie.
Very American of you, Toby.
Apple pie.
Apple pie. So 2 pies are off the board. Now, as someone who will never eat a pie and doesn't like pie, I hope a lot more pies get drafted. It's like, you know, a cornerback. I'm loaded at corner. It's a corner class. The more corners that go, the better off I'm going to be, right? Apple pie, we're on into round 3. What's Kuiper got on apple pie to kick off the third round?
Obviously, versatile player. Can go July 4th, can go various holidays. This is an excellent, excellent pie. Some people like to leave the skin on the apples. That's probably the wrong way to do it. The key is the crust. You get a good crust, good crumble on top of that. Next thing you know, apple pie is delicious. It usually sells better than a lot of the other pies. Cherry pie kind of stinks. Under talked about. I'm not even sure what mincemeat is, to be honest with you. We really, really, really like apple pie. Good value there, round 3, boom.
12th pick overall. Second pick, round 3, working our way back down the snake. Danny Ruye, who's got stuffing and pumpkin pie, is on the board.
So this is not the spot I wanted to be in. I was hoping the cornbread was going to come back to me. I have an idea. I'm going to try it now. Go ahead. Chocolate chip cookies, please. Chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh, I'm hoping, going 2 desserts.
Hoping that phone rings.
It might. It might not ring just yet, but it might ring later, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So you have pumpkin pie and chocolate chip cookies on your plate.
I do.
With stuffing.
I do.
You have a nubs plate. I mean, don't get me wrong. Chocolate chip cookies are great. Pie is terrible. Stuffing's great. But you don't have anything that matches or goes together.
That's right.
You're going to put stuffing right on the cookies?
No. Keep them separate.
Very good.
Can't let them touch.
We are back to Ryan. Pick 13. Pick 3, round 3. Ryan's got mac and cheese and turkey. He's got a nicely formed plate working despite completely backtracking on a trade offer at one point. Ryan, what's up?
Oh, I feel so good right now. And I feel even better about this pick unless anyone wants to call me. But if not, the pick is in. Sweet potato casserole. Oh, do I love you. You are my favorite dish. You're my favorite dish in the combine. You're my favorite dish in last year's draft. Sweet potato casserole, nice little sweet mix in there. It is incredible, incredible. Round 3 pick, I've got sweet potato casserole.
Very good. I now have 3 consecutive picks. This would be Darius's spot to choose, but because Darius was so desperate to go up and get ham, he will not be picking again for a little while.
The tweets are already flying in and letting me know how dumb I am. Thank you.
Can you read a couple of them for us? I'd love to see one of those tweets. Hear one of them.
Yeah. One of them is, Darius, what are you doing? Are you Ernie Grunfeld? There's that one.
That's a good tweet. That's fun. Darius Grunfeld.
Darius, can I just have $11?
I mean, you might as well. I'm being robbed of everything at this point. So,
pick number 14. 18. This is Darius's pick, not mine, but I'll be making it.
My God.
All right, the pick is in. I would like to go with corn pudding. I would like to go with corn pudding, which I find to be a delicious side item that'll go well on my plate. Pick number 15, since I have three straight picks, I will now take the next selection. Pick 15. I would like to go with crispy Brussels sprouts. I will take crispy air-fried Brussels sprouts for my plate with pick 15. I'm curious to get some thoughts on this from Vic Mayock. What do you think of how that round ended with me going back-to-back corn pudding and Brussels sprouts?
Well, personally, I think those are terrible picks.
Okay.
I mean, just god-awful. Sorry. Right. I mean, you had everything in your hands.
You'd be surprised with what's left. I mean, there's not a whole lot out there.
At this point. You kind of just threw it away. Where's the dessert here?
There's still picks to be made, my friend.
I mean, unless you're planning on making a call here, I need a dessert.
You may get one. What does Kuiper have to say about how round three just went apple pie, chocolate chip cookies, sweet potato casserole, and then corn pudding and Brussels sprouts?
Obviously, we're talking about the big value here, a big lack of value. No picks for Darius. Gave away his pick for absolutely nothing. A terrible move. Probably going down in history. It's up there with the most ignominious, whatever the word is, terrible trades of all time. Paulson, there goes corn pudding. Delicious, delicious food stuff. Brussels sprouts, undrafted free agent. Great. Nobody likes him except for him. He always orders them when we go out on the road. He gets them. Can't believe it. Nobody else wants them. He keeps eating them. Other people are like, do you want any Brussels sprouts? Everyone's like, no, thank you. I'll pass. Rather have cornbread. He's always eating the Brussels sprouts. He likes some nobody else does. Maybe it fits his scheme or design. Back to you, Boom.
I am ready to kick off round four, which we'll have to do next in our five-round draft. We're coming down the stretch on the Grant
and Danny.
You have
so many picks.
Thanksgiving Day food draft. Darius Dameron will make another pick at some point unless that phone doesn't ring and he doesn't give it away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It is the Grant and Danny Thanksgiving Food Draft live on 106.7 The Fan. We do it on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving every single year. Three rounds down, two to go. Toby had the first pick. He's got mashed potatoes, cornbread, and apple pie. Danny had the second pick. He's got stuffing, pumpkin pie, and chocolate chip cookies. It's quite a plate. Ryan with pick three, mac and cheese, turkey, and sweet potato casserole. Darius had the fourth pick. Got It's a tough draft for Darius. Deviled eggs, then traded up from 7 to 6 to get ham. So he's got ham and deviled eggs. And then he lost his third round pick in that trade. Moved up one pick, and I took pick 14 off of his hands for him and just made a selection. So Darius now has deviled eggs and ham. I've got prime rib, Hasselbeck potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and corn pudding. And I will now be picking at number 16 to kick off round four. Round four begins right now. With the first pick of... Oh, the phone is ringing.
What?
See what we got here. Hello?
Grant, how we doing?
Hey, pal.
How we doing?
My old friend. What offer will you make?
Has he lost his privilege to make a trade offer?
It seems that way.
No. I like this pick, right? This is great value, I think. I got a couple different guys. Yeah. I want your 16th pick, Grant. I also want your final pick. I will give you my final two picks, a little two trade swaps. Just like that. Pick swaps. You want my next pick?
So you want me to move down two picks this round to move up two picks in the last round? You think I'm Darius? No, I'm not doing that.
You sure about that?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay.
That was Goodbye. The big offer?
That was the offer.
Danny, that's a tough offer.
Do you want to worsen your position with not much return?
Right.
No? Okay.
It's not like I'm moving up to get mashed potatoes. I'm picking a bunch of things right now that are like, I'm not so sure. All right, without further ado, I suppose I'm ready to make my pick. I will take mashed cauliflower. Mashed cauliflower. This is like mashed potatoes, but slightly different. This is mashed cauliflower. That way I will have my consistency of the mashed potatoes that I want, and I will take mashed cauliflower. With pick number one of round four. Pick 17 overall.
Is it still you?
No, Darius has another pick now, believe it
or not. Are you sure it's not your turn still?
I actually have
a pick here. Isn't that crazy?
You didn't like my mashed cauliflower.
No, pick. That would have gotten back to you every round for the rest of time.
It did, but I kind of know where I'm going with my Mr. Irrelevant already.
No, enjoy your mashed cauliflower. You were going to have to fight anybody for that one.
Absolutely. It's very, very delicious. Very wonderful. Pick 17 is now happening.
And the pick is in. Oh, what is this?
Don't do it, Darius. I'm telling you right now.
Goodness, man. Hello.
Darius. Hey, bud.
Hi, Grant.
I'd like your 17th pick. I don't want to give anything up, but I just want the pick.
I wish I had a sounder for clicking the phone off, but I don't, so I'm just going to hang up on you.
All right. Anybody else want to try to get Darius's pick for nothing?
He's Darius Dameron, 36 years old, 6 foot tall, 214 pounds, and he's about to get robbed.
All right, Dad. Thanks.
Yeah, whatever. The pick is in. with our fourth round pick, we will take collard greens off the board. Collard greens will be coming to Team Darius to add to our sides, along with our ham and deviled eggs.
Have you gotten collard greens in the past?
I have not.
You know, you often hear from people that are very upset at you that you don't get collard greens.
I often do, and this is for them.
They'll still call them, because
I traded away my pick.
Who is them exactly?
The various people that call every year that say, Darius, what are you doing? You stink at doing this. Why are you not drafting these particular foods? You know, it's just those folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're out there somewhere.
They're out there.
All right, very good. Ryan, you have the 18th pick, middle of round four.
That was a trick up my sleeve. I was going to go collard greens. But I can't. But we're happy. The pick is in. Pecan pie. Pecan pie is an awesome dessert. It's great. We should eat it all year round. And if you have that thing homemade, It's amazing. And what's better on Thanksgiving? Pecan pie, come my way.
Pecan pie is the right way to go. Pick number 19. This is pick number 4 of 5 in round 4.
Pick is in. I have maneuvers, don't need to make them. I will be selecting chicken. Chicken. Give me a roast chicken for
chicken
Thanksgiving.
Chicken is a good play. Absolutely. I thought about chicken with pick 16.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good value on chicken. Pick number 20. We are looking for pick number 20. This would be Toby.
He's Toblerone.
Mashed potatoes, cornbread, and apple pie. No mains for Tobes at all. Toby, what do you got pick 20?
Yeah, the pick is in unless there are phone calls. Give me green bean casserole with the 20th pick, please.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Now, before I make my 21st selection, I'd like to make a phone call.
Oh, Toby.
Oh, here we go.
He's doing his thing.
Who's he calling?
Ryan Clary. Would you be interested in green bean casserole and apple pie for turkey?
Green bean casserole and apple pie.
Wow. So just so people know, he took green bean casserole at 20 and apple pie at 11, and he's trying to get item turkey, which went 8th overall. So it'd be 11 and 20 for 8. Very reasonable trade on the Jimmy Johnson food chart.
Toby. You know what, Toby? You know what? You don't have a deal.
Oh.
You should have drafted turkey. You should have drafted turkey. You should have drafted turkey. No deal. No deal.
Wow.
That puts a foil in some plans. Can I have another phone call, please?
Toby's still got no meat on that plate. He's a vegan.
Darris, I know you need to recoup some value. Same offer for ham.
Okay.
So that'd be apple pie and
green bean casserole.
For ham, straight up.
Now, ham, 7th overall. Apple pie, 11. Green bean casserole, 20. So Darris's plate would be deviled eggs with collard greens and apple pie and green bean casserole.
Respectfully, Tobes, I will have to decline.
Oh, Toby's in a bad way right now. Toby might be having a meatless Thanksgiving.
Well, so here's the difficulty, and I may need to... Is it okay if I phone a friend, Vic Ferreira or Vic Mayock, to get some advice here?
Vic Mayock is available.
Is that allowed?
Sure, why not?
What's up there, Tobes?
Do I need to have a meat and go with the original venison, or can I take another dessert and live with the fact that I'm not going to have meat on Thanksgiving?
Well, you have to have meat on Thanksgiving here, so you're going to have to find a way to wiggle your way into that. I would see if Mr. Danny is open for a trade.
I got to make a phone call to Vic real quick.
What's up, Grant?
Make sure Toby knows duck is still on the board. If he likes duck, there is still duck on the board.
We'll do. We'll low. Tobes, where you at? You there?
Yeah. The pick is in.
All right, Tobes.
I'm not thrilled with this, but we're not having any meat on Thanksgiving. Give me a strawberry pretzel dessert.
A what?
A strawberry pretzel.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a staple that I make every single year for Thanksgiving. It's a little pretzel with butter and sugar baked at the bottom with a cream cheese filling and strawberry jello on the top.
I kind of want to throw up the challenge flag on this one. I've never heard of this on a Thanksgiving.
Well, we said yesterday all desserts are on the table. We came up with that idea.
I have this every year at Thanksgiving. I make it every year.
So here's Toby's. Here's his plate. First plate that's full that people will be voting on. Mashed potatoes, cornbread, apple pie, green bean casserole, strawberry pretzel dessert. Brings us to Danny, who's got stuffing, pumpkin pie, chocolate chip cookies, and chicken. Final pick, Danny.
Pick is in. Biscuits. Biscuits, come on down, please.
Dude, you just went through the whole draft with no crazy tomfoolery?
Yeah, I'm annoyed. I had great plans.
Let's hear it for Danny, guys.
Worst draft ever.
I thought this was the
most
you were
depressing.
Waiting all along to do something crazy.
I was. Multiple scenarios would have had to occur. One of them did, but we didn't quite get there.
Wow. Danny, I'm so proud of you, buddy.
Don't be.
You didn't ruin it.
No. It has been ruined. I drafted mashed potatoes. Like, that's not fun.
But your plate is nubs.
What's fun is being an innovator. What's fun is being a genius that's persecuted in his own time. That's fun.
How do you feel about your plate?
It's fine.
Stuffing, pumpkin pie, chocolate chip cookies, chicken, and biscuits.
It's all delicious things that I would eat. But yeah, it's fine. I don't think it's the best plate.
Ryan, you're Mr. Irrelevant. You've got mac and cheese, turkey, sweet potato casserole, pecan pie, and now the final pick of your draft, pick 23 out of 25.
Yeah, we got our Brock Purdy here. Scallop potatoes. Round 5. Scallop potatoes.
Good value.
That is tremendous. Cheese and potato. Come on. Come on.
Ryan might have accidentally stubbed his toe into a pretty good plate here.
He's got a great plate.
I mean, he had to back out on a deal. I don't know if you guys have heard about that or not, but it did happen. He
saved himself from himself right there.
What do you make so far, Mr. Kuiper, of Darius Dameron's draft?
I'm not really sure what the strategy is. There's a reason they're picking at the top of the board nearly every year. Seems to be confused. It's a lack of cohesiveness. You're not sure who's making one pick. Is one guy coming off the yacht to make a pick? Is it a general manager who's messing up? A coach is on a different timetable? These are not great picks from Darius Dameron right now, Boom.
All right, deviled eggs, ham, collard greens. What are you finishing your plate with?
The pick is in. We are finishing with a dessert. It is the number one dessert on the Chris and Hyattsville big board for the Thanksgiving draft. We are taking cheesecake. Cheesecake will be the dessert of choice.
Oh, okay. I'd like to see more of this Chris and Hyattsville big board.
It's a good breakdown. It's one of those scouting services that not everyone pays for.
Next year, we need to do a best available scrolling the whole time on YouTube of Chris and Hyattsville's best available trays. I will end the draft then after your cheesecake pick with my own dessert.
Well, don't you have like 6 more picks?
I do. I'll be taking delicious chocolate brownies. I'm going with brownies as my final pick. So I will end with prime rib, Hasselbeck potatoes, corn pudding, Brussels sprouts, mashed cauliflower, and brownies. There you go. We're going to post these plates for you to go vote right now, facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Also on Twitter. See who you guys think won our Thanksgiving food draft, an annual tradition. And again, a huge thank you to Stupid Good Barbecue and the Great American Restaurants.
The best.
For an amazing spread. If you want to order last minute any sides, any foods for your Thanksgiving spreads from them, you can do that. It's Stupid Good Barbecue site right now. G&D coming back with your Blitz and a Paisano's gift card for a listener next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.